You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out all about the Design Museum's landmark exhibition, Wes Anderson, The Archives, which charts the evolution of Anderson's films from early experiments in the 1990s to more recent productions, through the upcoming audio-described tour of the exhibition on Friday the 27th of February, starting at 10:30 a.m. Blind and partially sighted people will get the opportunity to explore the design choices behind some of his award-winning and iconic films, including The Grand Budapest Hotel, Fantastic Mr. Fox and Isle of Dogs, to name just a few. Joining me now here on RNIB Connect Radio to tell me more about the Wes Anderson, The Archives exhibition and the audio described tour is Neo Zaragoza, Assistant Curator, Public Practice at the Design Museum, along with Johanna Argerman Ross, the curator of the exhibition. So firstly, Johanna, do give me a bit of an overview of the Wes Anderson, The Archives exhibition. What's on display, as this is quite an extensive exhibition with all the documenting that has been done around his films?
Indeed, we have over 800 objects in the exhibition, so it's really a wonderful journey through the world of Wes Anderson. And I would say maybe one of the highlights is the massive puppet we have from The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou of the Jaguar Shark. It's an over 2 meter large puppet and it's yellow with blue spots. And another really wonderful highlight is the 7 meter long row of pastel colored vending machines selling martinis, real estate and ammunition, which comes from one of Anderson's latest films, Asteroid City. This is an exploration of Wes Anderson's work in film over the last 30 years. And we are really delighted to be able to have delved into his archive in order to make this exhibition possible.
And are there any highlights from the exhibition that you are both very excited for blind and partially sighted people to explore through the audio described tour?
Yes, definitely. So because the tours are 1 hour long and the exhibitions tend to be quite extensive, as you can imagine, with 600 objects, we usually pick a selection of highlights per section. This exhibition particularly is divided by films. So from each film, we have picked 2 to 3 highlights that we're going to be exploring together with a group. And one of them, as my colleague just mentioned, is a jaguar shark in the Life Aquatic section of the exhibition, which is a really exciting object. My favorite area of the exhibition is the one related to stop motion animation, the one that covers Fantastic Mr. Fox and Isle of Dogs, because it has an incredible selection of puppets and scale models that were painstakingly created, handmade, painted, and that displayed an incredible examples of design and engineering and creativity. So I am very, very excited to explore these scale models and these puppets with a group.
Yeah, there are some fantastic models on display in the exhibition, and there is a model of the Grand Budapest Hotel, which I didn't really realise was actually a model from the film, and I think it's based on many different hotels that Wes and his production designer Adam Stockhaus had sort of visited and put together to create a truly original building, which I think is fantastic to think that so many models, and you probably wouldn't necessarily notice that they're models when seeing the films.
No, it's true. I think that models is a tactic that Wes uses a lot to kind of replace, real life locations. And when it came to Grand Budapest Hotel, Wes was doing extensive travels across Eastern Europe to see if they could find an actual location to make this film happen in. And they couldn't quite find the hotel that looked like Wes had it in his mind when he wrote the script. So that's why they created this model together with model maker Simon Weiss, who works a lot for film and television. And really, this model is the only existing Budapest hotel, because there never was a Grand Budapest Hotel. But also interestingly, that film was filmed on location on the border between Poland and Germany in a very small town called Görlitz. There was an old department store in it, which was no longer in use. It was no longer a department store. And that is used for the interior shots of the film. And these are some of the stories and some of the details that we share in this exhibition that really is about the working process of making Wes Anderson's films possible, because they are so detailed and so focused on the design, architecture and art that kind of live within the worlds of these films that he's created over the last 30 years.
Now, how will people be able to, I suppose, explore that model of the hotel? Is it just through audio description, or will there be the possibility of touching it?
Oh, I only wish we could touch it, but we are preparing an incredibly well detailed description of the hotel. It's also, the scale is 118, so it's rather gigantic, it's huge. And yeah, we're preparing a really good description of it so people can get an idea of how it is built and all the little architectural details. My colleague, who's going to be delivering the tour together with me and with the assistant curator of the exhibition, has a background in architecture. So she's working hard right now in writing a very faithful and interesting description of this particular model based on its architectural features.
What would you both like blind or partially sighted people to come away with after the audio described tour of a Wes Anderson The Archives exhibition?
So I would say that one thing that I hope that the tour will provoke in people is really how extensively researched and how extensively detailed Wes Anderson's films are. There is really nothing left to chance. And you realize this from the very beginning of entering the exhibition. We have this little case of notebooks from Wes Anderson in his own hand, which talks about these details even from the beginning of him making the film. So I think that what we want to convey with the tour is that Wes is someone who really explores and invents these worlds from scratch. And I think that through the tour that now will lead, people will really understand that much, much more. And I look forward to hearing how people find that after attending the tour.
Just to add to that, yes, I think it would be fantastic if people leave with the same sense of wonder that I think most people experience when they visit the exhibition and realize the level of detail on absolutely every aspect of each film, going from the graphic design of the little props to the soundscape of each film in the background, and costumes, textures, colors, of course, because colors are like this big signature feature of Wes Anderson films. Yeah, just every little detail in every stop motion animation puppet, how everything is so incredibly intentional. And yeah, so we're hoping that people will enjoy that as much as we do. And yeah, we'll feel inspired to maybe explore these films at home on their own time as well.
So, Neo, how can people find out more about the audio described tour of the Wes Anderson, The Archives exhibition at the Design Museum in London on Friday, the 27th of February, starting at 10:30 a.m. Book their tickets and maybe find out a little bit more about access at the Design Museum too.
Yes, so that can be found. This event has a webpage dedicated, so it can be found either in our website through the What's On page, but the museum webpage also has an access section, which has all the information about this tour and a link to acquire tickets. As always, sighted companions go for free, and the rest of the tickets have a cost of £5. So the webpage is www.designmuseum.org. Also, for people who cannot attend this tour, we have some good resources that can be used for an individual visit to the exhibition. So we have an audio guide that can be accessed through the museum's webpage as well, and that has some incredible content, such as interviews and insights behind some of the highlight objects of the exhibition. And in the exhibition itself, we also have large print guides, which may be of help for some visually impaired people. And after the tour, for people who are going to be attending, their tour ticket is valid for the entire day of the visit. So they are welcome and even encouraged to go back into the exhibition after the tour and take their time and spend more time exploring the objects and the exhibits.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Neo and Johanna, for giving me a great insight into the upcoming audio described tour of the Wes Anderson The Archives exhibition at the Design Museum in London.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.